First, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your position there, what it is that you are in charge of, and I see you're the health and medical advisor for, it says EPRT.
Yes, that's the EPRT is the Embedded Provincial Reconstruction Teams. You may have heard on the news where they talk about the PRT teams in Fallujah or Mosul or Baghdad.
Yes.
And it is an interagency team made up of Department of Defense personnel and Department of State. And I'm just lucky enough to be part of the EPRT in Fallujah.
Okay.
As the health and medical advisor, my job, what I'm charged with doing, is to assist the Iraqi public health team to bring up their public health system, get it back online.
Okay. And can you tell me then a little bit about the current state of, I guess, public health in Fallujah as you see it right now?
Oh, well, it's very robust. They've got we've made some leaps and bounds from when I got here about 8 months ago. The population is about 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have one true medical center here in town, and it is a medical center. It's about a 200-bed facility. They do approximately 700 births per month, about 1,000 OR procedures per month, and see approximately 1,000 outpatients per day. Very busy. They have a very, very good staff. Two cardiothoracic surgeons on staff, a neurosurgeon, a vascular surgeon. Top-notch staff, but they're just overwhelmed. Now, the past 8 months or so, coalition forces have built outpatient clinics to ease some of the burden. And today was a great day for me and for the team. We opened our third public health clinic today. We saw over 800 patients. It was just a wonderful day.
Okay, Did you say three outpatient clinics?
Yeah, this is our third one today. We've opened three of them since I've been here, and we have one more to open. Hopefully we'll do that in the next 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. And are these being, I guess, funded by the U.S. government then?
Not all of them. No, not all of them. Some were funded by the coalition forces and built by local contractors, and some were funded and contracted by the Iraqi government, by the Ministry of Health. And they're all staffed by the Ministry of Health, Iraqi physicians and nurses and technicians.
Okay, and what kind of patients do they treat, or I guess what do these clinics offer?
Well, it's your basic family practice type clinic, no different than what you and I are accustomed to from going to our primary care provider. They're all primary care clinics. Usually in the morning, it's lumps and bumps, colds, flus, immunizations. They have a solid immunization program for the children.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same clinic as we'd find on the corner or next to a medical center. It's immunizations and public health in the morning. Then in the afternoon, it's more focused towards the chronic diseases, diabetes or hypertension.
Okay, and who are these clinics staffed by? Iraqis or is it coalition forces? Personnel?
No, they're all Iraqis. They're all Iraqi physicians.
Okay. And I also see, looking at this, that you all also helped in the cleanup of the Fallujah General Hospital.
Yes. Over here in the very beginning, when we first got here in June, one of our first initiatives were we formed the Fallujah Healthcare Council. That was myself. I took the camp surgeon here at the base that I'm at, along with the two senior Iraqi physicians in town. What we did, we met once or twice a week. We listed all the services that were currently available, and then we listed the services that we needed to expand. That list was quite long, and we prioritized that list, and then we started to move forward. One of the areas over here, of course, you have to realize that, you know, Fallujah's been in the news in the war from the very beginning. This is a war-torn city.
Yeah.
Some of the basic essential services that you and I take for granted are very, very hard to get over here. Sewer, water, electricity, and trash removal. One of the areas at the hospital, they don't have a sewer system like you and I are used to, where it's piped out, goes straight to a main pipe, and then off wherever it goes. Here it's all by septic tank systems. And the hospital campus is so large, they have a series of 8 to 9 septic tanks, and there was issues with those overflowing. Mm-hmm. So we worked very closely with our partners at the hospital and coalition forces, and we were able to procure basically a septic tank tanker truck. And we formed a team and a department within the hospital, environmental team, that would drain the tanks, you know, periodically, two or three times a week. We brought in some gravel and cleaned up the back campus yard, and we stopped all the leakage. And that was, just on the appearance alone, was like night and day. Mm-hmm. I believe if you've got some of the pictures, you can really tell.
And what would you say have been some of, I guess, the greatest challenges in the work you do? Has it been instability, or are there other, challenges that you may have encountered in improving healthcare?
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, is the security issue. You know, we are in the middle of a war zone. Security has taken a great turn for the better over the past 4 to 6 months. It's really opened up where we can travel freely to visit with my Iraqi physicians and their healthcare leaders, and they can meet with us. In the very beginning, security was an issue. You couldn't travel as freely, and the Iraqis would be a little bit hesitant in meeting with us because they didn't want to be associated with meeting with coalition forces. And you couldn't fault them for that because they're putting their lives on danger every day, just like the coalition forces are.
And what have been, in terms of healthcare that you've seen, what have been some of the, maybe biggest or most common injury you're seeing among the Iraqis that are coming to these clinics?
Oh, it's wintertime over here. So today, and they're very similar to our public health clinics and primary care providers. Today we had the grand opening, as I mentioned, and lots of colds, some flus, some basic immunizations, lumps and bumps.
Okay. So do you see then a lot of people come in then with war injuries, or then it is mostly then just these public health type things?
No, what I'm doing, I'm strictly with the civilian population. Mm-hmm. Now the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police, they come in occasionally to the Fallujah General, and they also come into the coalition hospital. We have a coalition hospital here on the camp. And if it is a war-related injury and the Fallujah General Hospital out in town, the civilian hospital, if they can't treat it, then they bring it to us, and the American physicians treat the individual and getting back to health.
Yeah.
And those injuries, of course, range from shrapnel to bullets.
Okay, but you're saying in the clinics, then you see basically just public health type things, colds.
Oh yes,
so forth. That, yeah.
98% of my 98% of my job and what I see here every day, it's all family practice medicine, public health, immunizations.
So do you then? Are you also then working to care for patients there as well? Then.
No, I'm not a physician.
Okay, and what?
I think I misunderstood your question. Then I'm sorry.
Oh no, I just was wondering if you're also helping out in any way in terms of helping with the patients or in the clinics, actually.
No, I assist more with the senior leadership and trying to buffer or assist if they've got issues with the building or with power or with supplies or fuel or electricity, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, about the equipment and medication, how that is working out, if you're able to get, I guess, the equipment and medicines that you need in these facilities.
The pharmacies are full, as well as the medical warehouse. They have plenty of supplies and lots of pharmaceuticals. The main warehouse is in Ramadi. It's about an hour from here. And the bigger warehouse is in Baghdad, which is about an hour and a half from here. In the early days, traveling was very dangerous and very limited because of security issue. But as I mentioned earlier, the past 4 or 5 months, the roads have opened up, people can travel freely, and the supplies are flowing.
And the supplies, then, are they provided then by the coalition forces, or the medications and equipment, or where does that come from?
Oh, no, it's all Iraqi, it's all Ministry of Health, it's the government of Iraq. They're purchasing the medications, they've got their own equipment. Fallujah General just purchased a CAT scan. There's no CAT CAT scan in the city, and they just purchased one. It was delivered just recently, and we're in the process of I'm assisting them in getting it installed. And that's big news for this town, because before, like I mentioned, they've got a cardiothoracic surgeon and a neurosurgeon. They'd have to medevac the patient up to Ramadi about an hour away because they had a CAT scan. But now Fallujah has one, and it should really benefit the populace here.
And is there any difficulty in getting staff at the clinics as well as the hospital, given the instability in the area?
I didn't hear you, ma'am. Getting what?
Getting staff to work in these clinics and hospital, given
staff.
The instability.
Yeah, the hospital has a full staff. The clinics are about 50% right now. You know, when the war kicked off, a lot of the healthcare providers did leave, but over the past 4 to 5 months, they're starting to come back to return. And that's been a big plus for the public health system and for the infrastructure for the medicine.
And what is the goal for you and your team in this coming year? What would you like to see happen, and what are you all working on?
Well, we've got some our biggest project is the Iraqi government, Ministry of Health, is building a medical center. This is a huge facility, between 200 and 300 bed facility. It's just a mammoth of a hospital, and it's going to be state-of-the-art. They're building it right here in downtown Fallujah. That should open, things go well, the end of this year, November, December of 2008. And at that time, Fallujah General will be renovated into the Fallujah Women's and Children's Hospital. As I mentioned earlier, they do about 700 births per month, and so we're talking 8,000 to 9,000 deliveries a year here. And earlier we talked about projects. One of my projects that we're working with the hospital now is the renovation of the operating theater and the labor and delivery room. Fallujah General, as I said, is the only medical center in town and open right now. They're also a residency training facility. And they teach and produce physicians, approximately 30 physicians a year, in OBGYN, pediatrics, internal medicine, orthopedics, and general surgery. So by expanding the labor deck and the operating theater, we're building capacity not only for the physicians, but for the residents and the city and the populace. So it's a remarkable evolution and project we're working on, and we hope to have it completed in the next 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of assistance then, or what sort of role are you and your team playing in helping that come about?
Now, the renovation part, I've been in constant contact with the ambassador from Japan. The Japanese government has donated a lot of medical equipment, and they are looking at funding the renovation projects for the hospital, for the transition to Fallujah General, to Fallujah Women's and Children's. Now, due to travel restrictions for the Japanese from Baghdad, they haven't traveled out here as much, so I've been the point of contact here in the city, liaisoning between Baghdad, Fallujah General, and making the trips back and forth.
Okay. And what about the new medical center? Are you all involved in any way in getting planning for that or designing that or anything like that?
No, I do make it a point to swing by about once a month just to check on the status and see if there's any issues, to see how I can help. In the early days, they had some security issues about coming down with supplies and equipment for part of the construction, and I worked with the city council and chief of the police to ensure that the trucks got through to help build the facility. But as I mentioned earlier, that is a Ministry of Health, an Iraqi hospital being funded by the Iraqis, and that will take over as the main medical center, hopefully the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Does the Iraqi Ministry of Health, then, do they call upon you all when they need help? Is that how you all are able to be involved in these different projects?
Well, now the Ministries of Health, they're centrally located in Baghdad. So I'm working with the city, the way they have it divvied up is each city has a DG of health, and that's the Director General of Health for the entire area. And he and I work very closely. Actually, he's Dr. Amar, and he's part of the Fallujah Healthcare Council. He and I and Dr. Taylor and Dr. Ismail, we work very closely together to see what are the issues in the city. And part of those issues are the new hospital, the old hospital, the renovation, and the four new clinics that we plan to open.
Yeah. Yeah, and do you then have any other colleagues, I guess American colleagues, that are working with you then on these projects?
It's Kind of, no. I'm one of one. It makes it easier that way. It's myself, and then I have my my partner, my physician consultant, Commander Taylor, Ed Taylor, the camp physician, and he and I have taken on the brunt of all this, and then we deal with the Iraqi medical system out in town. So between the Fallujah Healthcare Council, the four of us, we kind of get things done.
Yeah, yeah. And how long do you anticipate, being mayor?
My year is drawing to an end. I've got about 3 or 4 months left.
Okay. And what are some of, the biggest changes that you've seen then since you've arrived?
Well, of course, the security is the biggest change, and that's made it, it's like night and day for us being able to travel and for them to meet with us. One of the, a real good story was back in October. The security had really started to change, and we were able to bring 12 of the senior Iraqi physicians from out in town, bring them on the camp, and we had a physician's day here, and we brought those 12, the senior physicians in. They got to meet with all the American physicians here, and just to get them to sit down in the same room, talk, I mean, it was all doctor talk, which was great. They got to discuss cases, and this is something new for the Iraqis because, you know, they've been in a system where they weren't allowed to travel. They haven't talked to an outside peer in years, and this was just a great, great day for them. Lots of sharing of experiences and cases and teaching, and a lot of email exchanges that day because communication is the key to anything. And over here, we got all the docs to swap emails, and they're consulting on different cases, and this. Actually, to be here and doing the work that I'm doing, it's no different than if you're doing it back in the States. It's all colleagues, and it's medicine, and you're working for the better good and for the patients to come first. And that was a great, great day for us out here.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything you feel like you've learned from this experience about healthcare?
Just it's been very rewarding for me. I mean, I've been part of a team that is doing some remarkable work. And it's life-changing. I've been part of a team that has touched the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, and that alone is so fulfilling for me. The biggest area of learning is just working with the different cultures, the different people. It's the planning, it's the coordination of different sectors in facilities to operations. But the goal is always the same. This is where we're at. Our goal is to take care of the patient, and we just move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And any, major needs then that you hope that would, will be met, in the coming year there?
Well, what I hope one of my concerns is, as I mentioned earlier, the medical professionals are slowly starting to return to Iraq and to Fallujah, and I just hope that continues, because with the new medical center opening later on this year, I really hope there's enough folks here in the city and in the country to staff that at its full potential, because it looks like it's going to be a wonderful facility.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Is there anything else you wanted to add that I didn't ask you about? You've answered all my questions.
Were you able to pull down some of the pictures from today's event or some of the prior events?
I did pull up some pictures. I'm not sure. I'm assuming there are captions to them. Let me just very quickly check. If not, I can just email them and get them. Let's see. But I did.
When we talked about earlier about the biggest accomplishments or the what I've learned from this, that this is a great feel-good story. And you'll notice in some of those pictures, there's lots of children and toys and stuffed animals and some candy. When I first got over here, I contacted three of my good friends that work at organizations back in the States. They're all hospitals: the Yuma Regional Medical Center in Yuma, Arizona; the New Ulm Medical Center in New Ulm, Minnesota; and the Naval Hospital Camp Pendleton at Camp Pendleton, California. And I have friends at all three of these facilities. And I said, "This is where I'm at. This is what I'm doing. This is what we're projecting over the next year. I need a big favor. I need them to do a toy drive and a lollipop drive." And they were able to send me close to 6,000 Beanie Babies and lollipops. And every time we go to the hospital or the clinics, myself and Dr. Taylor, we'd pass those out. and we use them throughout the year, especially at the grand openings. You'd see the doctor, you'd get a Beanie Baby and a lollipop, and the kids would get a bottle of Flintstone chewable vitamins, and mom and dad would get a bottle of Multivites. So that's been one of the big rewards for me, is just to see just the families and the physicians and the medical staff all light up when we do these type of events. Because you get right down to it, they're no different than you and I. And we want to be safe and secure. We want to be able to go to the physician to get care for our families, have schools available. So it's just been a very rewarding experience for me.
Okay, great. And I'm looking, and I do have a bunch of photos, and I'll probably just email the public affairs officer who emailed them to me to get the captions, because there were a lot here, but I don't think I see any captions for them. So.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And you've got my email as well. You have my email as well, correct?
Actually, I don't know if I do. If you could provide it for me, that would be wonderful in case I had a follow-up question or did need some clarification on
sure,
those captions.